After learning about technical services which are very important for the patients while giving hospital services to the community people, let's understand some of the other services of the hospital which are equally important while treating the patients and giving them the right kind of quality treatment so that the mortality and morbidity of the patients will reduce and they will be delighted by our services. These are some of the ancillary services required by the hospital health management. Now, our learning objectives in these ancillary services will be some of the important services like central sterile supply department, quality control and hospital infection control. As we have seen earlier also, that nosocomial infection or hospital acquired infection is some of the important aspects one has to look into while treating the patients. So, hospital infection control is very important. After that, we will see about the hospital housekeeping. Then we will see the generation and disposal of biomedical waste as per the biomedical waste management rules. Then we will look into the hospital dietary and food services. Then we will learn about laundry and linen. Again, that is also very important for the visual impression by the patient and the relatives about the hospital is from the laundry and linen supply, which should be absolutely clean, neat, well pressed, so that the people who are coming to the hospital, they feel that the services are bound to be good because it is being visualized very clearly that each and every aspect of the hospital services are being taken care of rightly. So, hospital housekeeping and laundry and linen, these are the two visual impressions which are carried by the patients, because they may not be expert in finding out the technical services by the doctors and nurses given to them, but at least whatever visually they are observing is the right kind of housekeeping, sanitation, hygiene, cleanliness, neatness, and the appearance of the doctors, nurses, paramedical staff with the right kind of laundry. And whatever things are there on the bed, some of the accessories that are there, all these linen, etc., also, if it is absolutely clean, neat, there are no stains, and it is well pressed, definitely it gives a great impression for the patient. So, laundry and linen. And finally, we learn about medical record system, which is also very important service, because one has to scrupulously write down exactly what for the patient has come, what were his basic name, age, sex, address, etc., for future reference, his phone number and email ID, etc., and also for the identification of the patient. And secondly, after that, one has to look into what exactly the patient came with, the history, signs, symptoms, what is the treatment given, what are the investigations done, what are the reports, and finally, based on these reports, whether the provisional diagnosis was nearly matching with the final diagnosis or not, and accordingly the treatment is given or not, and finally, what is the outcome of the patient, whether he is cured, whether he is disabled still, whether he has been rehabilitated properly in case of disability, whether disability has been limited, whether whatever thing was not possible, whether he is rehabilitated by giving the right kind of physiotherapy, occupational therapy, etc., and in case of death, even post-mortem is done, and finally, what are the reports, whether it is clinical pathological correlation is there or not, and of course, it is going to help us in research and so many other things that we will learn while we learn about the medical records in detail. Now, let us understand the central sterile supply department. Well, the name says that it is central, that means it is located at one place, and it is supplying sterile material, but it also supplies non-sterile material when needed, and it is a separate department altogether. So, one looks into its importance from this kind of separate department. because it provides sterile and non-sterile supplies, which we'll see in the definition in the next slide. In fact, Florence Nightingale, who was the first pioneer in nursing profession and who has started the hospital, he was known as the Lady of the Lamp, as we know, when she started treating the warriors in those days by nursing. So she says that no stronger condemnation of any hospital or ward could be pronounced than the simple fact that zymotic disease has originated in it. That means due to hospital treatment, if a new disease has originated in the patient, that means it's a kind of something pointing towards our hospital acquired infection or nosocomial infection, as we say, or that such disease attack other patients because some patient is having this kind of disease and it is spread to other patients, then those brought in with, so those who have brought this disease with them, if it is spreading to some other patients of the hospital, so this is, she is telling that one should strongly condemn this kind of hospital environment where such kind of diseases are spreading, which gives us an importance of Central Sterile Supply Department, because this is the department which helps us in preventing these kinds of nosocomial infections. So what's the function, how it works? Central Sterile Department of a hospital, what they do? They receive, they store, they process, controls and distributes professional supplies and equipment, which may be both sterile as well as non-sterile, to all the departments of the hospital for the care and safety of patients. Here we have seen CSSD. If we see the first two letters of this is CS again. As a department, the name is Central Sterile Supply Department, but the first two letters again give us the idea about C for care and S for safety. So we want to take care and safety of patients, for which this department is extremely important. How historically it started? In 1928, American College of Surgeons have started this department. In 1942, when World War II occurred, Cairo British SDS unit, sterile department supply unit has started. In 1955, in the Cambridge Military Hospital, the regular Central Sterile Supply Department has started in UK. In 1962, in India, it started for the first time. You can understand right from 1928, where the American College of Surgeons have started this. In India, it took so many years. In 1962, it is coming in Safdarjung Hospital, Delhi, you can say. And then it was spreading to other hospitals all over India. All over India, other hospitals have started making their own Central Sterile Supply Department later. Now, what are the basic aims of Central Sterile Department? First, it promotes and provides an efficient, economic and uniform source of sterile as well as non-sterile equipment for basically taking the care of the sick people as well as for treating the sick people. Now, what we need when we want to take care of the sick people, we need absolutely hygienic supply of all the materials required for taking nursing care of the patient, for treating the disease, if anything is required, as far as the equipments are concerned, as far as the gauze piece, cotton, etc., etc., everything is required for treating the patient and for taking care of the patient, for taking nursing care of the patient. Whatever sterile as well as non-sterile, non-sterile equipment may not be sterile, but they will be at least clean. And for that, what we need is the right kind of Central Sterile Department. It provides valuable assistance to purchase departments in the selection of goods and new products by pre-testing quality measurement of these supplies. Because we have got expert people in Central Sterile Department who know about the latest materials available, which are sterile, which are non-sterile also, for the professional use in a hospital, they are going to help the purchase department to detect, to give them the specifications to be put while putting a purchase order, so that the right kind, the right quality of material will be asked for, and while it is received, it will be checked. Supply equipment to highly specialized units in the form of dialysis unit, the ICU, the operation theater, etc. Organize efficient maintenance and repair of all the equipments that are required in the hospital by choosing the right kind of vendors for annual maintenance contract, and then see to it that all these services of the equipments are done properly, and as far as possible breakdown is prevented. Research for quality of sterilizing processes. Well, research is something which will come everywhere, whether it's a medical students learning, whether it is pathological department, laboratory, we have seen, where we have seen the nurses everywhere, they are going to learn newer and newer things with their experience by collecting the right kind of data and progressively looking into how the things are improving or whether it is worsening by whatever risk factors are likely to be there, what is the trend of the disease, what are the various materials we are using, and how they are going to help us in finding out which is the right kind of material. So this is how the research for quality of sterilizing processes will be done. One classical example we have learned is burn treatment. Well, in Bombay, M.H. Keshwani was a great plastic surgeon, and he has developed the right kind of burn treatment by using potato peel and using the 5% ointment to be applied on the potato peel. And then it gave us great results. How he did that? By using various kinds of materials on the burned skin and then finding out the results of that. So similarly, when we want to do some research, we have to go on doing some of the experiments with the experimental group and the control group to find out by what material we are getting the best results. So similarly, in sterilization process, we want to see what are the methods by which the best sterilization is occurring, and by doing that, how much time of the nursing also can be saved, because earlier days the nursing staff were doing the sterilization process of all the equipment required for the ward, and now we have got a separate department which is doing it, and they are packing it well, and ready-made sterile equipments are given to the nursing department in the wards. It takes active part in hospital infection control committee. So Central Sterile Department chief officer is one of the important member for infection control committee, and it takes very active part in that by providing the absolutely sterile and clean material so that it prevents nosocomial infections, and it guides various procedures, standard operating procedures, etc., for quality products and services whereby we can prevent nosocomial infections. When we are learning the scope of Central Sterile Supply Department, as we know, many hospitals may have slightly different scope, but most of the hospitals are having all these items covered in the Central Sterile Supply Department. First is syringes and needles. As we know, lot of syringes and needles are required in the hospital, so sterilization of that, and nowadays we are not sterilizing these needles and syringes, but nowadays we are asking for the disposable needles and syringes, so the purchase of that and distribution of that will be mainly done by them. The procedure sets for various standard procedures which are normally carried out in the hospital. One is lumbar set. As we know, whenever a patient comes with high fever with some neck rigidity and all, there is a likelihood of meningitis, and in that case we have to examine the central cerebral fluid CSF, which will be drawn from the lumbar vertebra. So lumbar puncture, then sternal puncture when we want to examine the bone marrow of the person in when we are suspecting leukemia and all, or aplastic anemia. Then venesection, which is a very common procedure in most of the patients who are admitted in the ICU and all. Paracentesis, when the peritoneal dialysis etc. is needed, or ascitic fluid is to be drawn out. Aspiration of the fluid, especially in pleural fluid or ascitic fluid etc., or in case of fine aspiration, needle biopsy. Then catheterization for urine when a person is undergoing surgery, abdominal surgery etc. especially. Tracheotomy, suturing, dressing, various kinds of dressings are required for all the wounds, ulcers etc., burns. Then biopsy, whenever we are not sure about the diagnosis, there is an enlarged liver or kidney, or their function is deranged and we want to find out what is the reason behind it, so we take some tissue out of it. In case of suspected breast carcinoma etc., when some indication is given by mammography, then also we would like to take the biopsy of the core biopsy of that. So then incision and drainage, whenever there is an abscess, we want to incise that portion and drain out of it. Iotography, cardiac resuscitation, all these procedures are very common in hospitals, and for that whatever material is required for such procedures, there should be a separate tray ready so that it is convenient for the doctor to perform that procedure within a short time, and it becomes more economical, effective and efficient. Then gloves, which are required by all the doctors for any operation, for any procedures and all. Catheter tubing, which will be required for urine catheter in case of rise tube, for the drainage of the fluid from the stomach in case of poisoning, or for giving lavage, or for giving food through rise tube in case of abdominal operation surgeries and all, after the patient recovers little bit, so that when the IV fluids are no more needed. Then regular dressings, IV fluids, intravenous fluids of normoxaline, dextrose, DNS, ringer lactate, so many IV fluids are required whenever for any operation, for burn patient, for a person not being able to swallow due to some or the other reason. Treatment trays, all kinds of treatment trays can be kept ready so that whatever treatment you want to give to the patient, it will be convenient for the doctor to give or the nurse to give. Then operation theater instruments and operation theater linen, which is very important part. If you are keeping all the things ready, then one can easily perform that in an efficient way. Infusion fluids for renal dialysis, as we know, chronic kidney failure patients, or acute on chronics sometimes, or acute kidney failure patients also due to poisoning and various other reasons, they need dialysis to be done. So there are certain fluids required for that, and if you are keeping those things ready, it becomes easy. At times linen other than operation theater also is taken care of by central sterile department. However, in almost all hospitals, the diet, medicines, bedpans, urinals are not included in the central sterile department scope by convention. Let's understand what are the working principles behind Central Sterile Supply Department. One, the materials should be subjected to procedures where sterility is guaranteed. Whatever material we are taking, whatever procedure we are doing, since we are entering the body cavity of the person, the patient, it has to be sterile. It cannot carry any organisms within the body of a person. So one has to be very, very careful that there is a 100% guarantee that whatever material you are going to use for various procedures, for operation and all, the material should be absolutely sterile. So one should have the proper indicators which tells us that it's a guaranteed thing that there is no bacteria in that. Staff should be trained regarding bacteriological problems, which are very common. If they don't know exactly what are the various bugs, what are the various microorganisms and how they spread and how one can prevent these microorganisms to enter, by taking the right kind of precautions in the form of isolation if required, in the form of the proper scrubbing, proper washing of the hands without touching the tip, also by having the right kind of tip where you can just use your elbow to open it and close it, also by using the right kind of sterile gloves if required, double gloves in case of suspected HIV and all that, and with universal precautions also, nowadays people are using that. So all the staff should be regularly trained about these precautions to be taken so that the bacteriological problems do not occur and nosocomial infections can be prevented. There's a simple system of packing sterilized materials should be there so that there is no complexity while opening this material or while using it. The packs should be economical and they should be easily available so that there is no scarcity of such packs whenever we want to use them. And Central Sterile Supply Department should provide products in such a form that it will save the nurses time to store it, to use it, to dispose it off whenever the need arises. What are the various advantages of having a Central Sterile Supply Department? First and foremost, we are giving all the supplies where we are 100% sure that it is bacteriologically sterile and it is safe for use. Secondly, as compared to many of the disposable things, if all the things we keep disposable, definitely the cost will be much more. While by using the right kind of principles for Central Sterile Department, by the Central Sterile Department, it becomes less expensive. It eliminates unsound practices and establishment of standard procedures will be easy because the expert is there in CSSD who tells us exactly how to handle all the material, what are the procedures to be followed. So he makes the SOPs, that standard operating procedures, etc. Assurance of adequate supply of sterile products immediately and constantly available for some time as well as emergency use. So whenever you need any kind of sterile material, you can rely on CSSD that it will be available anytime. In case of emergency also, in the middle of the night also, it will be available. And in case of emergency operations also, the trays will be ready, whereby the surgeon can do the operation perfectly well without running here and there for various equipments needed for a particular surgery. It also helps in conservation of trained staff, because once you are using the ready-made trays available for various procedures, for operations and all, the trained staff time can be saved. It also helps us in better quality control of all the equipments and supplies needed all over the hospital. It assists the management of the hospital in standardization of all the goods, because there is expertise available with us who knows exactly what are the quality requirements of various goods, which are then passed on to the purchasing manager, and so these are included in the purchase request and purchase order. It prolongs time life for proper care of equipment. Once you are taking proper care of equipment, once you are having the right kind of annual maintenance contracts, you are preventing the damages occurring, the wear and tear that is occurring, and usually the breakdown is coming down drastically, whereby overall there is a prolonged life when you are taking proper care of the equipment. To provide testing facility to the department so that the asepsis is guaranteed for all the procedures that are being done, and they also know what are the indicators we tell us that yes, it is a totally sterile equipment. Let's understand the flow process of Central Sterile Supply Department. Once the Central Sterile Supply Department has prepared the right kind of sterile material for distribution, it will go to sterile storage. From sterilization to sterile storage, and then distributed. The wards or departments, first they are giving the dirty receipts. Some of the clean receipt may be there from the bulk store, and cotton and gauze can be given by the bulk store. Then you are disassembling it, then into instrument, gloves and rubberware. Then washing area is there where you are going to wash them so that all the dirt is removed. Then they are assembled, inspected that the material is absolutely clean, there is no dirt, no particles attached, and then they are stored as a pre-sterilized storage. And then the right kind of sterilization is done with all the indicators used to confirm that 100% sterilization has occurred. Then only the material goes to sterile storage, and then it is distributed to all the wards, operation theater, linen, etc. will be given to operation theater as well as to other areas based on the requirement. So workflow will be there is a receiving area where the material is received. It goes to reserve store, then it goes to disassembling area where it is clean, processed. If some of the linen is such where there is torn or where it is not usable, it is condemned. Some of the things which while processing, if you feel that something can be mended or repaired, it is repaired. Once it is repaired, it goes to assembling area, and by processing also it will then go to assembling area. Then from assembling area it goes to sterilization. Part of the assembled things also are stored. Again, after storage, when needed, it will also go for sterilization. And then your sterilized material you are issuing to the counter, and some of the new apparatus and bulk storage also is sent to the storage area. Once it is issued to the counter, it will be distributed to intensive care unit, wards, emergency room, labor room and operation theater. Usually these are the five major areas where central sterile supply is made. Intensive care unit, where lot of procedures are done, cardiac resuscitation is done, lumbar puncture may be done, so many other operations can be taken care of, ventilators are there. Then in labor room, where the deliveries are occurring, operation theater, it's a very, very important thing where all the material has to be absolutely sterile. Then in wards also it is required for linen and other some smaller procedure, OPD procedures can be done, and of course in emergency, that is casualty. So this is how the workflow occurs. So how you are planning a department? First, you are doing a physical planning, where you are going to have this location, how much square feet will be needed. Then by utility, you see to it that it is comparatively convenient for all the major areas where the distribution has to occur. It should be conveniently located So all these physical aspects will be taken care of, and in the department itself you are going to see how it is going to function. Based on the functioning aspect, you are going to do the functional aspect, functional planning. Then who are the people who are going to be required for operating this department? So for their convenience and for their proper workflow, you are going to do the personnel planning. Then you will do the planning of all the equipment needed. Then of course, for all these things what you need is money. So financial planning is very important. And finally, once you have planned for all these five things, you will have to see to it that whatever material you are going to purchase, whether it is sterile or non-sterile, and how you are going to utilize this department in making all the things sterile once they are used for reusage also. So you will have to see to it that all the quality indicators are taken care of, so that quality control, quality assurance is very, very important in central sterile department to give the right kind of material to various departments, maybe OT, maybe inpatients, OPD, casualty, everywhere. And then you have to see to it that whatever equipments we have got all over the hospital, their preventive maintenance is taken care of, along with the engineering department. Even CSSD is going to take care of by identifying the right kind of vendors for preventive maintenance.